Welcome back to Community Cat News. I'm Mittens, and I'll be hosting today while Fiona and Tom are on vacation. I am so excited about today's show, because we have a very special guest. You may know her as the tabby who silently judges everyone from her second-story window, but did you know she's the oldest cat who has ever lived in our neighborhood? Miss Buffy, happy birthday, and welcome to the show.
I was told there would be food.
Yes. Our chef prepared a special slice of cornbread just the way you like it.
With a bacon drippings?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, where is it?
We're saving it for the end of the show. There's a kitten choir that's going to come out and sing happy birthday, and we're going to light the candles. It's going to be a big finish.
Listen, Sonny, I didn't stow away on the Mayflower, cross the country with Lewis and Clark, and break enemy codes during the war to wait for my cornbread.
Of course, Miss Buffy!
Can I get some cornbread in the set, please?
It's about time. Can't wait around all day. It's a little dry for my taste.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's 86, the cornbread!
No, leave it here. I lived through the potato famine and the Great Depression. I don't believe in wasting food.
Never mind! We're keeping the cornbread!
So, Miss Buffy, as a living witness to history, you've seen a lot of changes in our society. What do you think has been the most significant change?
Let me tell you. Now, you're too young to remember this, but back in the good old days, we...
The potato famine or the Depression?
Are you getting smart with me?
No! No, ma'am! You were saying? The good old days?
Right. We used to have a fresh cat mattress delivered every single morning.
Wow, really?
Sure as I'm sitting here. Every morning before the sun come up, a boy would ride through the neighborhood on his bicycle and throw a rolled-up mattress right on our doorstep. Then, I'd go wake up my human and...
Excuse me for interrupting, but what's your favorite method for waking up your human? Personally, I like to walk on my human's face.
Interrupt me one more time, Sonny, and I will rabbit kick you into next week. But as far as getting my human out of bed, I have a method I've perfected over the years. It's a two-step process. First, you stand on your human's chest and meow. You have to be assertive. Get right up in their face. Make your presence known. If they don't get up after that, then you go to step two. Go to another room and knock something off a shelf. That usually does the trick. Now, what was I saying before you so rudely interrupted?
The boy on the bike delivered the cat mattress.
Yes, yes. I'd wake up my human, and she would go get the mattress and bring it inside. And we'd sit at the kitchen table. She'd drink her Folgers, and she'd unroll the mattress for me and spread it out on the kitchen table. Ain't nothing like that fresh crinkle in the morning. I'd roll around on it, and she'd say, "Buffy, I'm trying to read." That was our little ritual for a long time.
But not anymore?
No. I haven't seen the boy on the bike in a long time. He probably got eat up by coyotes. Circle of life. Me and my human, we still have our morning ritual. But this new cat mattress is slick like glass, not nearly big enough to roll around on. And there's no crinkle sound.
Miss Buffy, with all your life experience, you must have a lot of wisdom to share. We're opening up the phone lines now and inviting listeners to call in with their questions. If you need advice, if you've got a problem you just can't solve, Miss Buffy is here to help.
I never agreed to this.
And we have our first caller. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Mittens. I'm a big fan of Community Cat News. I listen every day.
Aw, thanks. I appreciate that. And hey, don't forget to leave a review, all right?
Sure, Mittens. Okay. I have a question for Miss Buffy. My human gets mad at me when I jump on the counter. She says, "No cats on the counter," but The counter's where the best food is. And clearly I deserve the best food. I mean, I keep the bugs and the mice away, I warm up my human's lap, and when I see anything move under the blanket, I pounce on it. So how do I make my human understand that I should be allowed on the counter?
Well, I can tell you, this is a problem I used to have myself. What your human needs to learn is, if it's flat, it belongs to the cat. The table, the counter, top of the icebox. You need to access all of it for security reasons. How can we protect our territory if we can't see our territory, And secondly, like you said, we deserve the best food as compensation for all the services we provide.
So what do I do?
You have to be patient. Humans are slow, bless their hearts. If your human moves you off the counter, you wait till she turns her back and jump right back up there. Give yourself a bath while you're up there. Let her see how comfortable you are. Eventually, if you stick to your guns, one day you will hear her say three magical words. I give up. I give up. And that's when you know you finally trained her.
Okay, Miss Buffy, I'll keep trying.
Wow! The phone lines are really lighting up. Let's take another caller.
This is a prepaid call from...
Milo.
No way.
A resident of Washington Avenue Animal Hospital. To accept the charges, press 1.
Milo? Is it you?
Well, hey, big head. You staying out of trouble?
Oh my gosh, where have you been? I thought coyotes got you.
Oh, it's been crazy, man. I had to skip town, man. Can't really get into all of it, but, well, you know how I was back in the day. I was always trying to fight somebody, and you know it came to a point where I made too many enemies, and I had to get myself out of Dodge. So, I hopped on a train, and I rode that thing for 2 days. Well, guess where I ended up? Philadelphia.
Whoa.
One thing about Philadelphia, they's got winter up there, and you know I'm a southern boy. I ain't used to all that snow and ice and whatnot. And man, let me tell you, I ain't never been so cold in my whole life. One night, I'm out dumpster diving behind Gino's Steaks, and these real cute girl cats are like, "Oh, we love your accent. Where are you from?" So we get to talking, and they let me in on a little local secret. They say there's this lady human, Nina Love, who shows up to rescue cats when they's in a bind. And here's how you get her to come around. Before you go to sleep, you walk in a circle 3 times, then you lay down and concentrate real hard, and you say, "Nina Love," 3 times. And when you wake up, well, there she is. Well, I finally got so darn cold out there, I just said, "Well, here goes nothing," and I tried it.
Did it work?
As Cat is my witness, I open my eyes the next morning, and this lady is already kneeled down next to me with a can of chicken, talking all sweet like, "Oh, sweetheart, let's get you in out of the cold."
That's crazy!
When I said, "Lady, you give me what's in that there can, and I will follow you anywhere." Well, next thing you know, I'm at the vet getting the old snippity-snip. I feel like a brand new cat. I don't even want to fight no more, man. I think I'm ready to settle down.
No way! You're gonna be a house cat?
Yeah, man. Now that I'm up close and personal with these humans all day, well, I think they might just be all right. Plus, it's kind of nice when the food comes to you instead of the other way around, you know what I mean? My question for Miss Buffy is, what's it like being a house cat? You think I'll get bored?
Milo, I tell you, I've lived under houses, in barns, and even spent a summer in a covered wagon. But my greatest adventure has been indoor living.
Well, you're kidding me.
I am not. The outdoor life is a physical challenge. Every day you're looking to find shelter, stay warm, scrounge for food. It keeps you moving. But indoor life? That's a whole different story. It's psychological, you see. Your human takes care of the food and shelter, but you take care of your human.
Well, they can't take care of themselves.
Have you seen them? They don't even have enough fur to keep warm. They need to borrow heat from us. If they're sitting down, you have to sit on their laps to warm them up. And if they're standing, you have to rub against their ankles. They'd freeze to death without us.
All right, so we gotta keep them warm. Anything else?
I haven't even gotten to the water part. Humans are crazy as road lizards. You can't leave them alone because they're liable to go strip off all their clothes and stand under running water. Ooh.
Well, what in tarnation they doing that for?
I do not know. And the worst part is, they close the door so you can't even get in there to help them. I just have to stand outside the door screaming my fool head off until they get the picture.
Well, that just sounds like a whole lot of work.
It is. Make no mistake, it is a 24/7 job taking care of a human. But they do the cutest things, too. You ever seen one eat with their hands? Adorable. And when they're asleep, sometimes they'll get to twitching like they're dreaming about chasing rabbits. It is a sight. My human, she's a lot of trouble. I wouldn't trade her for the world.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Well, Miss Buffy, I sure do thank you for your advice. I feel like I'm ready to pick me out a human.
Enjoy the domestic life, Milo. You take care now. Now, Sonny, it's about time for The Price is Right, and I do not miss The Price is Right. So I'll be going now.
Wait 1 minute. Let me just get the kitten choir to come out.
I know how the song goes. I do not need to be reminded. Say hello to your mom and them.
Live entertainment, folks. There's nothing like it. I want to thank Meow Meow Puffy Tail Feline Rights Attorney for sponsoring this episode of Community Cat News.
Is your human trampling on your rights to assemble by shooing you off the kitchen counter? I'm Meow Meow Puffy Tail, Feline Rights Attorney, and I'll have you back licking yourself on the dining room table and the kitchen counter in no time. Remember, if it's flat, it belongs to the cat. Call now, 555-555-555. Just lay on the phone. He's your human, make him pay.